scriptures, but as a pillar of wisdom, intelligence, and power. Wisdom in this test, meaning in the area of thinking, discernment, clarity of purpose. Intelligence to mean functionality, productivity, and presence. Power to mean authority, legacy, divine alignment. At its essence, man by nature, guest of honor, is about identity, responsibility, and leadership by design, not by default.
Now, government says over 200 direct jobs to be created through the $12 million ultra-modern prefabricated house manufacturing plant. Housing and Infrastructure Minister Charles Milupi says the plant, which is expected to produce over 300 houses per year, is essential in building of strategic infrastructure such as schools and hospitals, among other public infrastructure. Engineer Milupi said this during the commissioning of the facility constructed in collaboration with NHA and the Zambia National Shelter Limited prefabricated concrete plant and China Jiangsu International at the Lusaka South Mauti Facility Economic Zone. And National Housing Authority, NHA Board Chairperson Nalukui Milapo said the launch of the facility aligns with NHA's strategic target to actively foster partnerships across various sectors with local government and traditional leaders, among others. Dr. Milapo said the facility is strategically designed to addressing the housing deficit of over 1.5 million housing units, generate employment, and building skills in line with national and global agendas. Speaking at the same event, China Jiangsu General Manager Cheng Shu says the initiative will offer the public quality and affordable housing units in line with government policy of urbanization and sustainable construction. With that story, takes us on a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Thank you for staying tuned.
International news.
In international news, it was one of the largest coordinated attacks in Mali in recent years as armed groups launched assaults across the capital, Bamako, and several other key locations. Government officials confirmed that at least 16 people were injured in the attacks, which targeted both civilian and military sites. Malian government spokesperson Issa Osman Kolabali said the violence unfolded on the morning of April 25, 2026, describing it as a complex and coordinated operation. The attacks struck multiple garrison towns, including Kati, Sevari, Gao, and Kidal. According to officials, the injured, both civilians and military personnel, are receiving treatment, while property damage has been described as limited. Authorities have not released a death toll. However, the Al-Qaeda-linked group Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wa Muslimin claimed responsibility for the attacks, including strikes on Bamako's international airport and four other cities. The group said the operation was carried out jointly with the Azawad Liberation Front, a Tuareg-led separatist movement. Mali has long faced instability driven by Islamist insurgencies linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, as well as a separatist rebellion in the north. In 2024, a similar attack claimed by an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group targeted Bamako's airport and a military training camp, killing scores of people. Now for more foreign news, we monitored the BBC.
President Trump says he was the target of a would-be assassin after an armed man was arrested trying to breach security at the White House correspondents' dinner. Mr. Trump was rushed off stage after gunshots rang out. One Secret Service agent was shot but not badly injured. A suspect named as Cole Allen has been detained. The US military says it's intercepted another merchant ship trying to bypass its blockade of Iranian ports. Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, said the Americans must lift the blockade before any further negotiations. Ukrainians are marking the 40th anniversary of the world's worst nuclear disaster. An explosion at the Chernobyl power station in what was then the Soviet Union sent clouds of radioactive material into the air. Large areas of Ukraine and Belarus were contaminated. The authorities in the Russian-occupied Crimea say the port city of Sevastopol, home to Russia's Black Sea Fleet, has come under heavy Ukrainian air attack. One person was killed. The head of the UN has urged coordinated support for Mali after a series of attacks targeted positions of the military government. A jihadist group said it was responsible and had coordinated with a Tuareg separatist group in the raids. President Gustavo Petro of Colombia has blamed a splinter faction of the now-defunct FARC rebel group for a lethal bomb attack on a bus in the Pan-American Highway. At least 14 people were killed and 40 injured. A man described as having chronicled the soul of India, the photographer Raghu Rai, has died at the age of 83. He won lasting fame with his black-and-white images of ordinary Indian life and famous figures including Indira Gandhi. He was born in Punjab in what is now Pakistan and served on the juries of prestigious international competitions.
That wraps up our international stories.
Now sports.
Finally in sports news, the stage is now set for the Absa Cup 2026 final after an exciting semi-final doubleheader played on Saturday at Levi Mwanawasa Stadium. Power Dynamos booked their place in the final after edging Mufulira Wanderers 2-1 on penalties following a tightly contested goalless draw in regulation time. Both sides produced a disciplined performance in a match where chances were limited, but the Kitwe Giants held their nerve in the shootout to progress. In the second semi-final, Red Arrows delivered a composed display to defeat spirited lower tier side Chirundu United 2-0. Goals from Angel Luamba and Joseph Piri ensured the airmen safely navigated the challenge and secured their spot in the final. Chirundu United exit the competition with heads held high after a memorable campaign that captured the attention of football fans across the country. The final now promises a thrilling encounter between two of Zambia's top sides as Power Dynamos and Red Arrows prepare to battle for the Absa Cup glory. That's all we had for you in the news, but before we leave, a recap of the stories that made headlines. Republican Vice President Muntalen Almango met with a thunderous reception upon her arrival in Mongu, where hundreds of jubilant residents gathered at the airport. Minister of Justice Princess Kasune has encouraged women to contest male-dominated constituencies rather than challenging those fellow women. The Dr. Rosie Siatwambo Foundation, DRSF, has held the Boys to Men annual conference under the theme Empowered Today for a Stronger Tomorrow. In international news, it was one of the largest coordinated attacks in Mali in recent years as armed groups launched assaults across the capital, Bamako, and several other key locations. Government officials confirmed that at least 16 people were injured in the attacks, which targeted both civilian and military sites. And in sports news, the stage is now set for the Absa Cup 2026 final after an exciting semi-final doubleheader played on Saturday at Levi Mwanawasa Stadium. Thank you for listening to One Love Radio. Call us for news tips on 0972-400-816 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com or visit our website at www.onelovezambia.com. My name is Kondwani Maplanga. Pleasant listening.
The One Love Radio News. Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
We are